many times Kim Anderson talks about world production, and Kim, how does the U.S. play into that picture?
Well, let's just go back to 1987 when the world production was about 18 billion bushels. That production this year is going to be 27 billion bushels. That's a 50% increase in world wheat production. You look at that same time period, average, say the five-year average U.S. Wheat production in 1987 was about 2.3 billion bushels. Now that average, five-year average, runs about 2.1 billion bushels. But you look at other countries, let's just take Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan. Now their production in the late 80s was around 3 billion. It went down below 2 billion in the mid to late 90s. It's now over 4 billion this year. So we've seen increase in production just about everywhere around the world except in the United States.
Is it a higher yield or just more planted acres in those countries?
Well, I think it's increased planted acres and higher yields, plus a better infrastructure equipment. You go to the former Soviet Union, you look at the advancements they've made since the 80s and 90s, since the Iron Curtain fell and they went to more of a market system. You've just got an improved system there now, and I think that's a big reason.
What do you see as far as the world trends moving forward after this?
Well, if you look at exports, and I think that's what we got to look at is U.S. exports have been declining slightly over time as our production has been going down. We're averaging now about a billion bushels. You go back to the 80s, it was about 1.3 billion on an average annual basis. If you look at Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, their exports is going to be over 4 billion this year. You know, like I said, around 300 million back in the 87s. So our export markets, they produce hard red winter wheat, has been going to the Black Sea region, which would be Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan.
Is this a cycle that we're going to see happen over and over?
I don't think so. I think it's here permanently. I don't see it changing any. It's not going to impact our markets at all.
Right.
What we've seen, it's happened over the last 10, 15 years. We realize that the U.S. wheat price is now determined by the world market. It's going to continue to be determined by the world market. But we also got to realize that Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, they're producing now a better quality wheat, a good protein, a good test weight. And that's what we got to do. To compete in that market, we're going to have protein, test weight, and milling quality wheat.
Okay, thank you much. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.